The GOP is here. Former Senator Scott Brown will address the Republican National Committee at a reception at Fenway Park tonight. The RNC is here this week for its summer meetings. Last night, its members heard from former Senate candidate Gabriel Gomez. WBUR's Fred Tice was there and has this report.
The National Republican Party did not step in to help Gabriel Gomez financially until he was 3 weeks into an 8-week sprint of a race against the much better financed Democrat, Ed Markey, who won. Gomez says he's still trying to decide whether he even wants to mount another campaign.
Everything's on the table, honestly. I got a little bit of time before I got to figure out what I want to do.
But if Gomez does run, the Republican National Committee represents Republicans from across the country who could be very useful if he needs an introduction into a nationwide network of donors. Ron Kaufman, the longtime Republican National Committeeman from Massachusetts, explains what the RNC meeting is.
Consider the RNC a billion-dollar corporation over 4 years. That's basically what we raise, $1 million over 4 years. The members, the National Committee, men and women, and state chairman of each state, the three members, 168 of us, are in fact the board of directors. So this is actually a board meeting.
Gomez had a chance to address that board meeting at a reception in South Boston last night. It was closed to the press, but members of the RNC talked about his speech as they came out. Morton Blackwell is the committeeman from Virginia.
He is well-spoken. It was not a public policy kind of a speech. It was a warm human speech, and the man has some charisma.
Republicans have spoken a lot since the defeat of presidential candidate Mitt Romney last year of their need to appeal to Latinos. Rose Tripp is the committee woman from New Mexico, the state with the highest percentage of Latinos.
To me, it seems like he can relate to the common people, and that's what we need, is people who can relate to something that they can believe in, and I really think he's got that talent.
The RNC members were enthusiastic about helping Gomez out. If Republicans are to win here in Massachusetts and nationwide, they need independent voters. Matt Borges knows about independent voters. He recently beat back a Tea Party challenger to become the new chairman of the Republican Party in the ultimate swing state, Ohio.
Oh, Gabriel Gomez is terrific. We actually deployed a couple of busloads of volunteers to come from Ohio to help out, and they were in Framingham and Natick, going door-to-door and helping out in the waning days of the campaign.
Dave Weston, chairman of the Oklahoma Republican Party, predicted Gomez would be able to draw on financial support from the rest of the country if he runs again.
Hopefully, Mr. Gomez will keep firing away.
Bill Armistead, chairman of the Alabama Republican Party, actually went up to Gomez to encourage him to run.
I'm quite impressed with him. He's a young, dynamic fellow that has all the right philosophies and principles that align with the Republican Party. I'm from Alabama, and so I'm very conservative, and I like what he stands for, and I hope that he'll run again. We need people like him. We need to raise up a new generation of Republican leaders, and I think he's one of those that we can depend upon.
From all these comments, it appears Gomez's first appearance before the board of the billion-dollar corporation, that is the National Republican Party, was a success. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.